The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in the rain.
Coming to you from the Frustrated Incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is a conclusive breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello!
How are you?
Christ is King!
And we're anti-Semitic.
Hey, we're right. Anti-Semitic! You didn't know that already?
Hey!
Almost 500 episodes in, you didn't know that?
Apparently, I've heard rumors.
Jesus.
Yeah, literally. It's going to be that kind of show.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, coming up on this week, a lot of that. World's going to hell in a handbasket. Our top 10 draft this week, celebrities we want on our team for the end of the world. I am quite interested to hear Vince's picks.
I got dead people on here.
You added dead people?
I did. You didn't say there was nothing saying I could or couldn't.
Oh, well, sons of bitches. During Song of the Week, I'm going to add me some dead people here.
Well, I Jewed that one.
Dead people on your team wouldn't be no good if they did. Well,
it's Hollywood. It's fantasy.
Yeah, it's fantasy. It's all fantasy.
Yeah, except for the Weinstein shit.
Right. All right, you ready to get into this nonsense?
Yep.
All right, let's start with some TV news. Netflix has announced they're near a deal for a live-action Scooby-Doo series, kids. This would come from Greg Berlanti. He's the guy behind the Arrowverse CW shows. If the pilot script is well-received, it gets a straight-to-series order. So there you go. Live action Ruby Roo.
Are they going to have the fucking dog in it?
They'd have to if it's live action, right?
Yeah, that fucking, that Punjab fucking, what's her name?
Steven Seagal?
Dot, not Feather.
Oh.
The cartoon about Velma.
Oh, I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
I want to say Mandy.
I put the mixed slushies and poop in the street. Yeah, no dog. Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
All right. Yeah. All right. Moving on here. NBC, this could be a very big story. NBC is making an offer of about $2.5 billion a year to try to get part of the NBA rights package that currently is with Warner Brothers, their NBA on TNT and all that. Warner Brothers is making a last-ditch effort to try and hold on to the rights. This would be not for next season. This would be for the end of 2025. So that would be interesting. See who $2.5 billion a year. Wow,
that's
people are stupid. That's yeah. Speaking of lots of money and. Oh, I hope this goes to court just for Discovery, kids. Dan Schneider. You've heard of him. As Vince cackles like a witch.
I love him.
Well, Mr. Head of the Class himself is taking the producers of the Quiet on the Set documentary to court, claiming they have defamed him by falsely portraying him as a child sexual abuser while at Nickelodeon and ruining his reputation.
Too late.
That was my first thought, too. The suit not only goes after the producers, but Warner Brothers Discovery, Maxine Productions, Sony Pictures Television, and others. Oh, please let this go to court, because then all the NDAs would be no... They would have to testify.
Would they? Would they though?
You can't. You can be called. If I know, if I believe I'm right. I'm not a lawyer. I put cottage cheese in lasagna, but I believe if you are called to testify, even though you have signed an NDA, you still legally have to testify and tell the truth, unless you do the FIF. So.
Really?
But it's a civil case because he's going for a defamation suit. So I'm not exactly sure. But man, just the discovery process would be quite eye-opening.
Well, and there's like videos online of like Jerry Traynor getting in between him and the kids on iCarly.
Yeah.
I mean,
Cosgrove, was that the one on iCarly?
Yeah, Miranda. Yeah.
Yeah, if she has to testify, that's going to... Yeah, but Jerry my feet.
Yeah, there's all these videos of Jerry Traynor getting in between him and the kids. Like, he was, like, running interference.
Yeah, he's the one I would want to testify.
Yeah, but like, he might get boinged.
Right. There's something wrong with the... now I'm dead. The plane's got me. Yeah. So, all right, let's move on here. MeTV, they announced they're launching a free 24/7 animation network, MeTV Toons. This is in collaboration with Warner Brothers. Will feature such cartoons as Bugs, Daffy, Scooby, Tom and Jerry, Jetsons, Popeye, Freakazoid. They're also going to have Speed Racer, Rocky and Bullwinkle, Casper, Inspector Gadget. This is going to be your over-the-air, like you watch MeTV anyway. So they're adding to their thing. So you're going to actually get to see good cartoons.
I can't wait.
You know, Tom and Jerry. Hopefully the old ones where Mammy was in them.
Don't let that mouse near that watermelon. God damn
those
it.
Those were always the best ones. Oh. All right, here's some, we're going to end with some terrible news if you like watching TV. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is coming back for its 25th anniversary. July 10th, and Jimmy Kimmel's going to be your host. So, Regis is doing cartwheels in his grave. Is Regis dead? This might kill him if he's not. So, the last thing here, CBS said, fine, if you're going to do a game show, then we're going to do one too. We're bringing back Hollywood Squares.
With Shadow Stevens?
No, sadly. Your anchor and center square, Drew Barrymore.
Mamala.
It's going to debut in January, Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock. Oh, that just sounds like the shits.
No Shadow Stevens, no Miwachi.
That's right. No Paul Lind.
Oh, shit.
What was his name? Rick Torn's not right. Hell to come to me. He was on Match Game. Anyway.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
All right, let's go to some movie news this week. Warner Brothers is negotiating with Rob Liefeld, Deadpool creator, for those of you who didn't know, about his other comic book creation, Evangeline. This is about an angel who fights the forces of evil. We're looking at a 7-figure deal for the film rights. This already has Olivia Wilde set to direct, and Margot Robbie wanting to star in. So, I think this one's going to get made.
Why?
I don't, because, hey, maybe it'll make Deadpool money. Same guy, right?
Yeah. Right? That's not how it works.
He can't draw feet, right?
He can't draw at all.
Did you apparently in the Deadpool, the new trailer, you see, like, during a fight scene, if you somebody freeze framed it, there's a shoe store, and it's Liefeld's shoe store.
Yeah, I saw that.
I giggled. All right. That Chris Farley movie we told you about last week now has distribution. New Line Cinema is where it has landed. So that's where that's going to go. Next thing here, Paul Walter Hauser has joined Liam Neeson and Pamela Anderson for the Naked Gun reboot. He has also joined the Fantastic Four movie for an undisclosed role. So we'll avoid getting some work there. Vince, this next one, I promise I did not write this. But it is different from the Winnie the Pooh Blood and Honey universe. Get ready for Mickey versus Winnie.
I wish they'd just leave that shit alone.
I know. The film will follow two convicts in the 1920s who escape into a cursed forest, only to be dragged and consumed into the depths of the dark forest Muddy Heart. 100 years later, a group of friends unknowingly venture into the same woods. Their Airbnb getaway takes a turn when the convicts mutate into twisted versions of Mickey and Winnie and emerge to terrorize their friends. Wow, Hollywood sucks, right? No new ideas, no nothing.
Just... Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I kind of get they're trying to be edgy and shit, but
yeah, you could do this story a whole lot better without making it Mickey and Winnie. I mean, basically, it's the Solomon Grundy story, but you know, anywho,
whatever.
Yeah, Paramount still owns Star Trek, correct?
Sure.
I believe that sounds right. Yeah, because it's on Paramount Plus for all the horrible streaming shows. Paramount, Sony and private equity giant Apollo this week made an offer to buy Paramount. $26 billion. $4 billion over the estimated worth of what the company was apparently valued at. About 3 days later, Paramount turned it down. So, apparently they're trying to do a merger with Skydance and didn't want to be sold or Sony to buy them. So, there you go. $26 billion. The only other thing I have really for movies, this isn't movie related, but I didn't know where else to put it. There's a new Star Wars, speaking of May the 4th was yesterday, a new Star Wars novel, Padawan, get this, Vince, it suggests Obi-Wan might have liked the guys and the ladies.
I don't really care about goddamn Star Wars anymore.
Yeah, they've ruined it. So
they've officially killed. I really liked Star Wars when I was younger, and they just fucking ruined it with, everyone has to be, we have to make everybody happy to watch it.
Right.
Great.
That's, yeah. No.
Great. Yeah, I thought Obi-Wan and the Jedi took some sort of abstinence sort of stance.
Yeah, they're like priests.
Yeah, yes. They're holy.
That was the whole Anakin can't nail Bunhead, and yeah,
right. So that was,
yeah, that was
that's how that worked. So it throw. I don't care.
Yeah,
why doesn't Star Trek have a day? Why isn't there like a fucking Star Trek day? Because now you got all these retards saying "May the 4th be with you." They all sound like goddamn Mike Tyson. But of course, you know.
That ain't fair to Mike. Stop it.
Star Wars fans are all retards anyway, so let's be honest.
Yeah.
All they need is a coloring book and a fucking helmet. May the 4th be with you!
That's no way to talk about Marines. Wait, sorry.
Oh.
Said that out loud.
Sorry, that's all.
All right. Let's move on here. There really wasn't any comic book news this week. Here's your recommendations for some books that came out. Space Ghost, number one, came out this week.
Oh, I got to get that.
Yes, apparently it is very good. Get Fury, number one. But the big book of the week, Marvel put out Blood Hunt, number one. There's two versions, okay? There's your standard version, and there is a Red Band version. This is the big vampire Marvel crossover with Blade as kind of main character. The whole lot gorier is the Red Band version. So right. If you're looking for it, grab that one. When it gets collected, like in like trade paperback, it will not be the Red Band. It will be the standard. So if you want to see a pretty well-known Marvel character just get shredded into pieces by Blade, Red Band version. So he's a doctor, by the way. And he might be a little strange. It's magic. All right, let's get to some wrestling news this week. Eric Rowan has re-signed with WWE. That leads into the Uncle Howdy stuff, so there you go. On April 14th, a trademark for Maple Leaf Wrestling was filed. The address for the trademark is the same as Border City Wrestling, which just so happens to be owned by former Impact president Scott D'Amore. So it looks like Maple Leaf Wrestling is going to be his new company. So good for that. Ethan Page, apparently no longer with AEW and Ring of Honor. Seth Rollins has re-signed with WWE. A lot of unknown NXT wrestlers were let go this week, along with Olympic gold medalist and alleged rapist Gable Steveson.
Ooh.
And Drew Gulak apparently was not released, but his contract was not renewed. And apparently a lot of reports are coming out that this guy was a bully. He was going after people's injuries, trying to intimidate people while in NXT. This is on top of the Ronda Rousey nonsense. So Gulak's going to be gone, if not already. Yesterday was Backlash in France. Tonga Loa made his WWE comeback, joining his brother Tama Tonga and Solo Sikoa. Wow, that's a lot of vowels. Holy hell, what a sentence. WWE announced that WrestleMania next year, Las Vegas, so Minneapolis, gets screwed again. That's the second big event they think they've had locked up and then got the rug pulled out. So nobody wants to go to Minnesota.
Why?
I don't know. Handsome Kevin's up there. Yeah, do some stuff with the Handsome Kevin up there.
Yeah.
For all the AEW haters that listened to us, yesterday during Backlash, Cody kicked out of a burning hammer at a one count. So just stop the hate, watch what you enjoy, and leave it at that. It's okay. The last thing for wrestling news, this is interesting. The Vince McMahon lawsuit. Remember where it said corporate officers 1 through 4?
Yeah.
Well, COO Brad Blum resigned from the company this week. So out of that lawsuit, Nick Khan is the last corporate officer named in that 1 to 4. The other three have left the company. I'm not saying smoke there's fire, but
yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. So, all right. That's pretty much it for wrestling. If you really want to have wrestling news and talk about wrestling, listen to the Wizards every Monday night. So, there's your plug, Tony. All right.
Hey, we do commercials.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We do. We do commercials better than anyone else.
That's true.
I'm just saying.
There ain't much we're good at. Racism and commercials. That's it.
That's it. That's true capitalists.
I don't have the nose for it. No. All right. I don't have anything for music news this week. Vince, if you want to go to video game news.
I do. Hold on.
There is a lot, apparently.
There's bullshit. How about that? Sony. Fucking Sony. Get ready for that. Sony patents to prevent you from in-game harassment by reading your emotions. The new incentive could prove to be a major step towards ending cyberbullying. Let's see. Sony is often credited with helming innovative ideas in the gaming industry, and we can get a glimpse of them in patents. The company has now published yet another unique legal document that wants to tackle in-game harassment by detecting the emotions of players. The proposed system will allegedly use biometric info recorded in real time to figure out the current emotions of a user for auto-detecting harassment cases. Wow, Big Brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to use this to play video games.
That's racism. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you could suck my ass, too.
Reading your biometrics, that's...
I'm going to put it on my cat.
That's one step away from Ready Player One. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, we're good.
Nope.
Valve's Proton 9.0 update makes more Windows games playable on Linux, including the game The Finals. So, yeah. Actually, there The Finals go. Is kind of fun if you get in with people that actually know what the fuck they're doing.
I've heard that about Minecraft. That's a joke.
I don't even want to talk about fucking Minecraft. boy, the last thing I got, and this is, I don't know what the fuck is everybody doing? Actually, no, I'll take it back. Let me step back. Let me do some other bullshit, and I'll do the last one. Fallout 4's next-gen upgrade is bugged on the Series XS.
And
it's disappointing on the PS5 and PC. Everyone's expecting this next gen update to be a next gen update, right? It added DLC. It added new quest, but it didn't like do any sort of graphic overhaul. It really didn't do anything. The only thing it did really well was break the new Fallout London game.
So it was like our weekly Fortnite updates.
Yeah, that's what happened. They've been working on Fallout London forever. And then somebody was like talking about Bethesda. Well, the fucking modders are stupid. I'm like, you understand that's how Bethesda sells their shit from all the mods, right? They put no effort into any of their fucking games. They just use the fucking mod community to build their shit.
Right.
You're fucking retarded. Shut up. So, yeah, they didn't do anything but break fucking Fallout London.
Yeah, it did. I saw people complaining about that.
Yeah. Okay, so the last thing I got, all right? Remember that game Helldivers, the really good game?
That's what everybody...
I bought it like 3 weeks ago. It's fun. It's a fun game. Everybody loved it. Everybody loved it. Until fucking Sony had to fuck it all up. Sony is now requiring everyone to sign into PSN accounts. Now, if I want to play Minecraft on my PlayStation, I got to sign into a Microsoft account if I want to play with other people.
Yep.
So I kind of get what they're doing. The issue is that there's countries that can't sign in to the PSN account. So they can't play the game now. So at this point, this was 5 hours ago, Helldivers 2 has been pulled from Steam in 170 countries without PSN access, while Valve ignores its own policy to issue refunds for players with over 100 hours. So, it's gotten... the other day, I saw 84,000 negative reviews on Steam. And now you're saying 200?
It's over 200. And it's all because of the Sony. Yep.
Right. Just fucking, what are you doing, Sony? I don't get it. Like, you changed it right in the middle when everyone was playing this fucking thing.
That's what I don't understand, is it had just got the traction. It was, you know, the thing, and you just pull the rug out.
Right. Oh, no, you got to sign into PlayStation Network. Well, some of these people can't.
Right.
So yeah, it's going to go.
That have had a lot of hours and a lot of progress.
Right. So now, yeah, you just fucked them. I don't like. I liked playing this game, but now it's going to fucking nobody's going to play it again.
Right.
And it's fucking pointless to play this game if I can't fucking. I swear to God,
it is not a single player game.
It is a single player, but you could play it single player, but it's hard as fuck.
Right.
But it made like the rewards were based on getting a quest done in a certain amount of time.
Right.
So you had to clear this planet off in so many hours, right? But it counted mm-hmm. all the progress done by all the people all over the world playing the game. So when no one's playing the fucking game,
it ain't gonna be,
you're not gonna get, so fucking, I don't know how fucking hard it is.
I don't know. Apparently they don't like the money.
Apparently they don't.
Or
dumbasses.
Or it's a control thing. I don't know which.
Well, so. Like I said, if you want to play Minecraft on anything other than Microsoft, you got to sign in the Microsoft account to play with other people.
Yeah.
But I mean, if you're not playing, you're just joining the server. So why would they make you sign into a PlayStation account?
Right. That's almost like they're tracking.
Right.
That's what it sounds like to me, is they're trying to track you.
You need to fucking reverse course on this, you stupid fucks. And kiss everybody's ass and say, we're sorry, here. Because now you're not going to make any money off of it.
Here's free in-game stuff.
Right, because I liked playing this game, and now you've killed the fucking thing.
Yeah.
God damn, man. Fucking retards.
Yeah, I don't understand that at all.
I don't either. So, yeah, there you go. There's my fucking rant. Thanks, Sony. Fucking stupid fucks. Go ahead. Your turn.
All right. Oh, no. With that, it's time for Song of the Week and the commercials that we're so good at doing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. When we come back, we are going to draft the top celebrities, apparently dead or alive.
You didn't say.
I know.
You didn't say.
I know. That's all. It's on me.
Yeah, fucker.
I don't think dead people would help you out too much. When we come back, we're going to draft them. All right.
Thank you. The Mark Order Podcast is the only show you need if you're looking for dedicated coverage of everything AEW on the Shining Wizards Network. Join us live on YouTube every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. Eastern after Dynamite to chat along with the show. If you can't join us live, listen to us on your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on all social channels at Mark Order Pod and use the hashtag #JoinTheMarkOrder. Because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
G'day guys, my name is Thomas, one half of the Brocast podcast. With our podcast, we go back and watch wrestling events from WWE, WWF, WCW, ECW, AEW, and many other wrestling promotions. You can check us out on Twitter at The Brocast, that's THEBROKAST, and you can also download all episodes on Apple Podcast, CastBox, Castro, and many other podcast apps.
You like your music heavy? Then check out Radioactive Metal on the Shining Wizards Network. For over 16 years now, Radioactive Metal has been one of the longest running podcasts. Over the years, we've interviewed some legendary metal acts, had some awesome discussions, and cranked a hell of a lot of tunes. So join your cool Uncle Snowy and his co-host Aaron for the audio mosh pit that is Radioactive Metal here on the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up, folks? It's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Philly Ray, inviting all of you to check out the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Join us as we cover all things current in the world of pro wrestling, as well as paying homage to the old school, the squared circle. So listen in and find out why we are the recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting. Find us on all social media platforms and anywhere you get your podcast from. And as always, we are the proudest members of the Shining Wizards Network and Rant Entertainment Media.
Got 30 minutes to kill?
Come check out 30 Screams or Less, where we review a horror movie in 30 minutes or less. We cover new movies and old ones too.
We'll give our honest thoughts on the movie, good or shit, as well as a rating of each one that we watch.
New episodes weekly, available on the Shining Wizards Network and wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Corey.
Come check us out at 30 Screams or Less.
Well, the action is underway!
What's up, everyone? When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure to check out Wrestling Night in Canada. If we're not recording another kick-ass podcast,
or playing in punk bands,
or recording kick-ass heavy metal albums,
then we're sitting back, we're grabbing a couple brews, and going over everything to do in the world of pro wrestling.
Because we're from Winnipeg, you idiots.
The Shining Wizards is the greatest wrestling podcast of all time. Don't believe me? Tune in and check us out. We laugh, we cry, we interview some of the greatest people in professional wrestling, and we have some of the greatest segments of all time, including everyone's favorite wrestling game show, Can You Beat That? We're live 6:50 p.m. East on Monday nights on all social media platforms, and we're with you wherever you go on every single streaming and podcasting platform as well. Check us out. Go over to ShiningWizards.com and join us for some wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we're back.
We are. That's right.
We just spent an hour and a half trying to figure the right song of the week just for you, dear listener.
And then he told me a new story. And I said, we're going with this one.
Yes. All musical choices of the show have been made and approved by Vince.
Yeah. So.
Shalom. So.
Yeah. Shabbat shalom, motherfuckers.
Yeah. All right. Let's get this draft thing going here, Vince. The top 10 celebrities you would want on your team for the end of the world.
Yes.
Now, I will preface this by saying that I went with people that were alive.
You didn't say I couldn't?
No, I did not.
So, suck it.
All right. Vince, then give me your number one pick.
Bruce Lee.
Really?
Yeah, why not? It's fucking Bruce right. Lee.
Yeah, that's... give me, for my number one pick, Phil Robertson.
For real?
The Duck Dynasty guy.
I got you. I got you.
I went pragmatic. I have my life in categories.
Oh, okay.
So now I have a hunter. You see how I'm okay. You went
a killing machine
with your own way. Okay, next. Yeah, that's fine. Number two,
Chuck Norris.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went celebrities.
I mine are celebrities too. Literally on TV.
You want Billy Bob.
Well, then give me my next one, Mel Gibson.
You dirty bitch.
Oh, now we're getting into it. All right.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Third round.
Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I see how you're going here.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, let's see. I got Mel for the religion. I got Phil for the hunting. Gonna need a place to live, so I need a builder. Give me Norm Abram.
I see where you're going.
Yankee
with
Workshop. Yeah. Two different schools of thought here.
Yeah, you're hunkering down.
All right. Yeah. You're making a kick-ass 80s movie so far.
Yeah,
so.
Goddamn right.
Who's your fourth pick? Sly or Arnie?
Clint Eastwood.
Clint. Okay. Still alive, so that's a good pick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. You know what? I need somebody to cook. Give me Rachel Ray.
You better watch out. She's gotten pretty big. She'll eat all her cooking.
She can make stuff in like 15 minutes. But feed the workers. There you go.
Okay.
We'll grow extra.
Sure.
All right. Fifth round.
Mr. Steven Seagal!
There's the winner.
Do we even do winners of these fucking lists anymore?
I don't know.
We've
I'm
given
just
up.
Ready for, I'm ready. Yes, we have. Yes, we have. Give me Dolly Parton.
So you have a wet hole?
No, for security. Who is going to attack a team that's got Dolly Parton?
I would.
You also pick dead people on your teams. I don't think the dead people are going to be helping you that much. Dolly Parton security. All right. Sixth round.
Give me Christopher Lambert.
Ooh.
I went kick-ass 80s movie.
Yeah, you did. I need somebody to make the group laugh. And since you can say we can pick dead people, give me Norm.
Uh-oh.
Hey, see that guy over there in the trees? He's got a gun. I think he's going to shoot me.
Brian Fed.
Yeah. Brian Fed. Maybe he won't if I don't act like a dog.
Yeah.
All right, seventh round.
Give me Mr. Charles Bronson.
Ooh. That's a good pick. Well, I need a leader. We could pick dead people, correct?
Yes. Adolf Hitler.
Well, I mean, fuck, if he's on your list, I don't want to take
him. He's not on the list. He's not a celebrity.
Well,
I went celebrity.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. That undoes that pick. All right. You know what? Give me. I need.
Let's quit moving around.
I need somebody that can do everything. Give me Mike Rowe.
Oh, that's nice.
He's literally done every shitty job. So he would be multitasking.
Right.
And very useful. So, all right, eighth round.
John Wayne.
Oh.
Because why not? You know,
if our two groups would ever meet, Dolly and John Wayne would run off together. So.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And have kids that would conquer. So. Ah. Give me Bill Hicks.
Motherfucker. God damn it.
Oh, I got the comedy McGomedies down, so I'm good.
All right. My turn.
Yeah, this is your ninth pick, sir.
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Arnold.
Get to the chopper. There's an old lady with big tits. They're huge.
She look like a maid. Yeah.
She's all wrinkly, but I fuck her.
You know what? Just because you took him and I need some diversity in my group.
Oh, yeah?
Give me Carl Weathers.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.
That's basically why.
You stuck us all in a meat grinder.
All right, last pick.
This fucking Kurt
Sly, right?
Kurt Russell.
Oh, Kurt Russell.
Fuck yeah, Kurt Russell.
Who do I go with for my last pick? I mean, you took Tango. Do I take Cash?
Yeah, fuck yeah, do it.
Give me Sly.
Fuck yeah. Tango and Cash. Holy fuck.
You like that pull out there. you like that movie, Deep Knowledge there. All right, yeah, let's go.
You know what? That's better than Harley Davidson and the Marlboro Man.
Oh, fucking Mickey Rourke and Don
Johnson. Yeah.
All right, here's the list. Vince's team, Bruce Lee, Chuck Norris, Van Damme, Eastwood, Seagal, Lambert, Charles Bronson, John Wayne, Arnold, Kurt Russell. Phil Robertson from Duck Dynasty, Mel Gibson, Norm Abram, Rachel Ray, Dolly Parton, Norm, Mike Rowe, Bill Hicks, Carl Weathers, Sly Stallone. Those are two teams. I can legitimately say those are two different teams.
Yeah.
that's about as far as I can get with it, but all right. Vince, I think it's time to go to Clown World. I hate this part of the show. This is why we're ending the show probably at 500. I said that out loud so the people now know.
They've known.
All right, you ready?
They've known.
They've known since 350, I think.
They've known.
All right, let's get into this shit. A Massachusetts mother who was the owner of a Boston apartment where four babies were found in a freezer last November will not face criminal charges following the investigation. A district attorney said he doesn't believe a case against the now 69-year-old woman can be brought due to several factors, such as when or where the babies were born, not knowing if they were born alive or stillborn, and not knowing how she concealed her pregnancies or why.
That's nice.
Well, yeah, that's... The next story will make you giggle, hopefully. A man who claimed that he killed his friend because he believed the victim was summoning Bigfoot to eat him has been convicted of murder.
Oh, that's good.
A doc, A doctor for the killer said he was suffering from meth-induced psychosis and believed he was defending himself. You ain't feeding me no Sam Squatch. Yeah. Meth, kids.
Never. Not once.
Get it from a doctor. Get it from a doctor if you're going to do it. That's the way
No. Not once.
Never. London, well, you get what you voted for. Sadiq Khan has won re-election for a third term as your mayor. Muslims voted him in because they have the majority, because that's what democracy gets you. So have fun, London.
Enjoy the rapes from all the migrants.
Enjoy the rapes and knife attacks and machete attacks.
So. Good job, guys.
But hey, you might get a WrestleMania. Good luck. The British Foreign Secretary, David Cameron, said he has begun negotiations, Vince, on a, quote, 100-year partnership with Ukraine.
Yay!
It is a war that doesn't end. Yeah, well, it will. It will end. But nobody has the balls to push the button.
Yeah. They don't. They're not going to.
It makes more money to drag it out.
Yeah.
The Biden team has announced, Vince, the next round of Medal of Freedom recipients.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, what a lineup. Tell me if you notice something about this lineup, okay? Here's the people that will be getting the Medal of Freedom from President Biden. Michael Bloomberg, Al Gore, Nancy Pelosi, Jim Clyburn, Elizabeth Dole, the grandmother of Juneteenth, Opal Lee, and Judy Shepard, the mother of Matthew Shepard, who allegedly was killed in the late 90s because he was gay or some shit. Oh, and John Kerry.
Oh, that's nice.
Freedom. Freedom.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Yeah.
U.S. represented.
Just, I got nothing else, bud. I don't know.
I dare you, Vlad.
Just yeah, you ain't got a hair on your ass, bitch. You won't.
Winnie the Pooh over there in China. I rebel rogue area.
They won't. They're not.
I know. U.S. Representative Henry Cellular. I don't know. Him of Texas and him and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and other charges into a probe into ties to the country of Azerbaijan.
Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Apparently he didn't have gold bars in his suit like old Menendez and Jersey there, but, you know.
Yeah.
That case is still pending. Mark Zuckerberg. In previously unreleased texts between him and other Facebook executives, characterized the Biden White House as, quote, highly cynical and dishonest, and admitted that the White House put pressure on Meta, or Facebook at the time, to censor the COVID lab leak theory.
Yeah.
Pretty sure that's a we told you so, but I'm... really don't like saying that anymore.
Yeah, but now didn't it come out that we were involved? Like they just said it like a month ago or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole thing, DASIC, the whole fucking NIH, the whole thing, we made it.
Yeah.
They made it, we bought it. It was like a fucking virus wish order form.
That's exactly, yeah.
What do you want?
We would like this. We would like this. We make it in super secret lab.
Oh, we
promise it not drop.
Well, we'd not go outside of this building. And then they let it out on accident.
Very, very secure wet market. Yes.
Oh,
yes.
We know. We don't know what happened.
It was a rab reek. No rab reek. It was So yeah, we bought and paid for. So.
Oh, we don't know what happened. I didn't.
I love how our act is, it's just bad 70s kung fu. voiceovers. That's.
I got nothing, man. I don't know. But fucking the government. Is that better?
All right, moving on here. Yeah, you remember the Candace Owens thing, Vince?
Do I?
Well, Daily Wire, which is co-owned by Ben Shapiro, has obtained a gag order against Candace, despite Shapiro wanting a debate against her, publicly saying, "I want to debate you," and then his company went and got a gag order put on her.
I'm gonna talk fast, and I'm gonna say things that make sense for real fact. Jews.
Pay no attention. I'm a tiny hat, and I like it here in Nashville. I like it a lot, and the people are nice. And if I leave city limits, I'm scared for my life.
As you should be.
Yeah.
Go back to Israel, bitch.
You ain't from around here, as you city boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, nothing like saying, "I want to debate you," and then getting a court order, gag order put on you. Yeah, that's some shit. All right. Biden came out this week, and guess what he called Japan, or Vince? Guess what he called Japan?
Xenophobes.
Yes. He said Japan, China, and Russia are all xenophobes because, quote, they don't want immigrants.
You ever see the streets of Japan?
Yes, they are immaculate.
Spotless.
You ever seen the streets of Philadelphia? San Francisco? Punjab, India?
Yeah.
They look shitty.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That's some shit.
Seattle?
Yeah.
It's almost like having your own ethno state as a... Weird. Moving on. According to Border Patrol, the number of Chinese nationals illegally crossing the U.S. southern border is up 7,000%. And that is just in the last 6 months.
Okay. What if they're coming here to get the fuck out of Dodge?
I have wondered that.
I'm trying to be pragmatic about this and understand the
plight. You're trying to be as understanding as possible.
Yes. Because it's fucking China, for Christ's sakes.
But my question is, geography lesson for me here. China to El Paso.
Container ships.
Is that how they're doing it?
It's got to be. They're coming in on container ships. They're going through the ports of Mexico, and they're coming up.
Yeah.
It's got to be.
It's either that or it's fucking sleeper agents.
It's
either one or the other.
Both. You've got people that really do want to get the fuck out of Dodge. Like, fuck this.
Right.
But there's such a big...
Now's the time because the border's open, so try to get across.
China is so big, though.
Yes.
You could go somewhere and disappear, you know? I mean... Yeah, that's... Yeah,
but 7,000% in the last 6 months.
One night in Bangkok and the world's your oyster. Oh, that should have been song of the week.
I think we've done that a couple times.
I think we had to. It was almost Jewish Princess, but I know we've done that.
Yes, at least a couple times.
We went the other way.
Yep. All right, moving on here.
Keep going.
James O'Keefe, the former guy behind Project Veritas, now behind O'Keefe Media Group. This is a big one. CIA and NSA contractor Ajman Fassizi has been fired following a leak of a video from James O'Keefe where he confirmed that Mike Pompeo and Gina Haspel withheld information from then-President Trump in fear that he would disclose it to the public. Now, mind you, I believe Mike Pompeo was Secretary of State. And I forget what Gina Haspel was, but they were cabinet members. And they withheld information from the boss because they were afraid he was going to make it public. That's big shit. That's treason level shit. So, what were they afraid he was going to let out? Is right. My question. That you're going to risk your life for what? Yeah. So, but the video, he doesn't say what that information was. He was just like, yeah, they didn't tell Trump because they're afraid he's going to just let it out and blurt it out to the public. So, yeah, that's an interesting one to see how that story.
No, nothing's going to happen.
Right. But you know what is going to happen, Vince? Uh-oh. The Biden administration. I say Biden administration, but it's a guy holding the diaper puppet. They're going to bring Palestinians to the U.S. as, quote, permanent refugees from Gaza. You import the third world, you get the third world. Would you like to know what your tax money is being spent on in Ukraine, Vince?
No, I really no, I don't. I really don't. I.
Well, I got to tell you anyway.
Oh, God damn it.
This week, Ukraine unveiled their new AI-generated foreign ministry spokeswoman. Aren't you glad your tax money is being so well spent in the so deadly Ukrainian war that the Kiev nightclubs are booming more than they ever have?
Yeah. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, it gets better. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin this week admitted to Congress publicly that the likelihood of shooting warfare between U.S. service members and Gaza forces will happen soon. Almost like it's planned. So we're going to be shooting raggeds again.
Yay.
For the first time, and only because it was under oath in court due to lawsuits, AstraZeneca has finally admitted its COVID shot can and has caused blood clots. Another, yeah, we know, told you so. Really tired of those. Vince, how would you like some good news?
I'd like some, yeah, lay it on me, bud.
Do you remember the story of Arizona rancher George Kelly, the old white man who illegals were on his property and he shot and killed him?
Yeah.
The case has been dismissed by the state after a jury was unable to reach a verdict in the trial that never should have been brought in the first place. The state said they will no longer be prosecuting or going after him. So, should have never been brought. He should have been given a freaking medal.
Oh, yeah.
70-some-year-old white guy defended his own property from cartel members. Yeah. If you want to know why we call Washington the Uniparty, this is why. House Democrats said they will save Speaker Mike Johnson if GOP Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene goes ahead with an effort to oust him from his role as Speaker of the House. Democrats would rather have this Republican as Speaker than one of their own.
Well, yeah, look what he's fucking doing for everybody. He's knocking it out of the park, man.
Here it comes. That's the segue, kid. It also came out this week that Speaker Johnson received $500,000 from AIPIC, the Israeli lobby group, and another $100,000 from a different foreign lobbying group shortly after the passing of the $15 billion Israeli aid package.
Oy vey! My shekels!
That's what's called a kickback, kids. Paid for by you. Netanyahu of Israel, in a rare move this week, declared that, literally said this, Goyim cannot be trusted and that Israel must be prepared to fight without the help from the Goyim if needed.
Shut up. They did not.
Be prepared to fight without the help of Goyim if needed.
Shut the fuck up. Who said that?
Netanyahu at a press conference, in an Israeli press conference. Maybe the person doing subtitles was goofing, but because I don't speak kosher noodles. So, yeah.
Nice. Goyim, huh?
Goyim.
That's...
Yeah. It's cattle.
The cattle can't be trusted.
Yep.
That's fucking...
Somebody nuts. Might have been messing with the subtitles. So, this next story confuses the heck out of me, Vince. I need you to explain. Saudi Arabia are going to start arresting those people who post comments against Israel online. Even if the comment is more than 10 years old.
Yeah, well, the Saudis, I don't know if that's true or not, because there were some people saying that was bullshit.
Really?
But the Saudi crown is crypto Jew anyway, so.
Okay. Well, then you got these, all these college, I don't want to call them protests. It's all these,
Can I just interject here?
Oh, please.
You remember the 2020 Summer of Love where white people were all pieces of shit and we're going to burn shit down, right? We're just going to...
Yes.
Billions of dollars of damage, boy. But when you talk about God's chosen people, however, we're going to bring in fucking cop in the goddamn county and the city and we're going to arrest your asses.
Yeah.
So you're telling me
to this.
White Christians are the ones getting shit on.
Yes.
And you want to tell me that I'm a fucking anti-Semite?
We're getting to that.
Fuck right off, motherfuckers. That's pretty much what it comes down to.
Yep. New York Mayor Eric Adams confirmed that the Columbia University and City College protests were infiltrated by a large majority of people who were not students, and some were from known terrorist groups. UCLA literally had Hamas in their quote-unquote protests.
Sure.
So
sure, paid for by Soros, who's trying to get that fucking bill passed, which it did pass the House, the anti-Semitism law.
We're going to get there.
Okay.
That's my story.
Okay.
Just because I'm revving you up. I'm revving you up, boss.
Fuck, man.
Race baiter Al Sharpton had a moment of clarity, apparently, was on MSNBC and said the following, quote, how do all of us on that side say January 6th was wrong if you can have the same pictures going on college campuses? To which host Mika, I can't pronounce that, said, quote, good Lord, don't make a parallel to January 6th. Like, she tried to shut him down. And
Yeah. Brzezinski? Is that her last name?
Yes. Let's go with that.
Yeah. Boy, the nose knows, right?
Yeah. Vince, I'm going to call this next story a good story.
Oh, yeah?
The Louisiana Supreme Court has voted to allow residents to secede from Democrat-controlled Baton Rouge and create their own city. The new city, St. George, will have nearly 100,000 residents, making it one of the state's largest cities in population. This is the culmination of citizens exercising their constitutional rights, said a leader for the effort to create the city, adding that now we begin the process of delivering on our promise of a better city. The fact that this was the quote-unquote white part of Baton Rouge and that they are leaving is making the media call it racist, with Baton Rouge political leaders now saying that by doing this, their city will be bankrupt. Basically, you're gentrifying us, and then, okay, you're leaving. Oh, now you're going to bankrupt us. We need your tax money. And the white people are like, fuck this shit, I'm out.
Yeah.
So, yeah. A lot of that needs to be happening.
Yeah, that seems to be going around, isn't it?
Yeah. All right, Vince, we're getting there. Two more. More than 40% of U.S. voters, according to a Rasmussen poll taken this week, believe a second civil war is likely within the next 5 years. The poll also said that it is more likely to occur if Biden is reelected than if Trump wins.
Yeah, no shit. You fucking think?
Right.
Huh.
All right, Vince, here you go. Last story. The House this week passed the Anti-Semitism Awareness Act of 2023, and it could convict Christians of anti-Semitism for believing basically the entire New Testament and the fact that the Jews handed Jesus over to Herod to be crucified. The bill passed 320-91. And go.
I got nothing else. What do you say to that? What do you say about that? Man, stay strapped. Going to church, fucking strapped. Well, look what they fucking, you told the story you told me before we picked Song of the Week.
This is Orthodox Easter. This week is Orthodox Easter, Christian Orthodox. And in Jerusalem, people were trying to get to their Orthodox church, and the Israeli police were blocking them. And then later, the Israeli police just went into an Orthodox church, shut down services, and started arresting people without saying why or anything like that.
Yeah. Yeah, fuck the Jews. I don't know what else to say.
When is it illegal to be anti-Semitic?
When you can't, I don't know. I don't know, man. If you're Christian, you're fucked.
Well, kind of said that was going to happen. That, you know, the book that apparently if you believe in means you're a. Remember, it will be illegal to,
Yeah, the book.
320-91 is how it passed. So you, apparently there were 91 actual people that had a conscience and 320 that were bought and paid off by tiny hats.
Yeah, like the fucking House Speaker who was bought off by the tiny hats.
Or have dual citizenship.
Word. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Goddamn dual citizens. Now, yeah, fuck the goyim. We're going to make this goddamn rule.
Yeah that's exactly. Yep.
That's what happened.
It's going to be illegal to criticize anything Jewish.
So what's your next in the Civil War, huh? No shit.
Yeah, within the next 5 years.
I can't believe it.
40% of voters. Yeah.
Right.
Quicker if Biden's reelected.
No shit. Huh.
Yeah. So this will go to the Senate, this anti-Semitism bill.
And get passed, which, because they're all getting paid off, so.
Right. And
how many dual citizens are there?
Right.
How many dual citizens
are in Congress?
How many?
Hold on, let me get the DuckDuckGo, or not DuckDuckGo.
How many dual citizens?
In U.S. government.
How many dual citizens? how many dual citizens? How many Israeli dual citizens? The Senate, right?
Or question. Yeah, Senate many, or House? Yeah, you know,
how many Israeli dual citizens in U.S. Senate?
I don't know, but that seems because it. How can you serve two different countries? You can't. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's
Yeah.
I don't know, but it's apparently now if you you believe the New Testament, you're an anti-Semite and it's going to be illegal. So looks like crusading's back on the menu, boys.
Oy vey. Yeah, take some pork chops.
And rub them on everything.
Yeah, get some. They picked a hell of a place to start this shit. You know, we got tenderloins the size of a fucking plate.
Yeah, we do. All right, Vince, your final thought for this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, take the high ground. And even though it'll be illegal to say soon, Christ is king.